This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has blamed Israel for the killing of a top nuclear scientist and says his country will retaliate, in his words, at the proper time. He spoke in a televised speech on Saturday. It was a day after Mohsen Fakhrizadeh was killed in an ambush on his vehicle near Tehran. Israel says the scientist led Iran's military nuclear program until its disbanding in the early 2000s. Israel has not commented on Friday's attack. Iranian state TV said Fakhrizadeh was targeted in an attack using explosives and machine gun fire by what it called armed terrorist elements. He later died at a local hospital. The semi-official Fars news agency, believed to be close to the country's Revolutionary Guard, said the attack happened in Absard, a small city just east of the capital, Tehran. It said witnesses heard the sound of an explosion and then machine gun fire. The agency said the attack targeted a car that Fakhrizadeh was in. The U.S. announced economic sanctions Friday on Russia, Chinese and Russian companies that Washington said had supported the development of Iran's missile program. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement that the four firms accused of transferring sensitive technology and items to Iran's missile program will be subject to restrictions on U.S. government aid and on their exports for 2 years. The sanctions imposed Wednesday were against two China-based companies, Chengdu Best New Materials and Zibo Alim Trade, as well as Russia-based Nilco Group and joint stock company Elecon. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States in 2018 from the Iran nuclear deal established 3 years earlier under then-President Barack Obama. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.